Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Blog Talk Radio.
Six Man
Radio.
Just before this honor, loyalty lives.
As I enter industry with thoughts so lucrative, I would self-destruct before I become captive. They wouldn't let me in, now I'ma take that initiative to stand firm and make my own pivot. Yeah, I knew a few people with similar thoughts like these, and together we make the illustrious DVD. We'll fight until the end. Giving up is not an option. Things will never be the same if you ain't with it. Get to walking.
Don't
and I'm saying, keep it as a reminder. Never stay loyal, never dishonor. Things didn't work, must find something to keep on falling. You ain't part of the solution and you're part of the problem. So we looking for something different, cause we done heard the calling. The time is now, no longer can I stand anymore stolen. Understand you possess a consciousness to open closed doors. Tell yourself it's no older.
Good evening, and welcome to the last edition of What Race for March. March? Yeah, March. I don't know.
Yeah, there you go. It's March.
I am Colby. You can follow me on Twitter at K-A-T-5-C-O-L-B-Y. And you can hit me up at 850-583. I'm, like, looking at it, and I can't form the words. It's like that. It's been that kind of Monday. 850-583-0426. Hit me up. Leave me a voicemail. Text me. Send me a couple hey boos. I appreciate it. And I'm here with Rome, as
hey,
usual. Yeah.
Hey, what's up?
Yeah. How you been doing?
Pretty good. For all of you that don't know, you can hit me up on Twitter at 5inRome. That's B-I-B-I-N. I get on there occasionally, but I've been good. I'm great. This is like a spectacular Monday. I have a new toy, so I'm excited.
What is your new toy?
I finally broke down and purchased a tablet, and it's awesome.
Okay, so I don't really understand the point of a tablet, to be perfectly honest, because I would rather just have a computer with a big screen and a nice keyboard that is always there, always attached. I think the thing is
for you is you're so used to breaking computers, I don't think you're up for the challenge of breaking tablets.
Irrelevant.
So...
that does not matter.
Okay, see, I had the same issue with tablets as you did, but, I mean, the only thing I really use it for is the show and, you know, web browsing and watching Netflix.
So it's awesome.
It goes so much faster than my computer.
It really is just a toy for you. Like, you don't actually use it for anything worth anything.
Well, see, the thing is, I had an old phone that I pretty much used as a tablet. So now that I have this, I'm going to retire that too. So I just retired two devices and replaced them with one. So,
what did you replace? Yeah. Your phone and what?
I replaced my old phone and my computer.
Oh, that's right. You replaced your computer? Bad move, man. I do remember you used to actually, like, lay in bed and watch watch movies on your phone, right? Or, like,
yeah.
ESPN and stuff.
I used to watch it on
the phone. The struggle is real.
It's all right. You know, it's Monday. last Monday in March. You're preparing for April Fool's Day tomorrow. So I'll cut you some slack this time.
No slack needed. That was, like, some serious struggle right there.
Yeah, it was.
I am having a pretty awesome week Monday as well.
Okay.
So guess who just got two sweet tickets and a pricing pass for indoor football? Yeah, arena football.
Yes.
I'm having a hard time talking. For the mm-hmm. Tampa Bay Storm and Philadelphia Soul this Friday. That would be me. And I'm talking sweet tickets.
Congratulations.
We're talking free food and beer. Woo-woo. I'm excited.
Did you have a good weekend?
I did. Speaking of beer, there was this, like, first ever, I think, festival called the Spring Beer Fling this last weekend.
That sounds cool.
Yeah. And I remember it all. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. I had three beers. Now, for me, that is a lot. I normally have had it
three
like
beers
two.
Is a lot.
I had three.
Lightweight.
And I was like, oh my God, halfway through the second one, I'm like, I'm so hungry. Like, seriously, it hits me really fast.
That is
fast. So we went to that. I got like a bunch of koozies, and I got some sunglasses, and I got a beach ball all for free, which was a lot of fun. I really wanted, they had these souvenir glasses, pint glasses, but they were plastic, which kind of sucked. I was still going to get one, and then I realized it was plastic, and that kind of killed it for me. But yeah, I've had a really good weekend. Really good Monday.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Just can't talk.
And did I mention those tickets for free from work? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
No, you didn't. That's icing on the cake right there.
Right? It's been a good day.
Yeah.
So anyway, how has your day been? Have you guys had an awesome day as well? Because apparently we are we the only two crazies that are actually having a good day?
Well, I can speak, so I'm having a great day on Monday. And
no, it's usually a good day for me when I can't talk. or at least a good day for the people around me.
Yeah. It's been a great day. We got new shoes. I got the tablet. Yeah, I'm good. Like,
you are just, like, spending money left and right, aren't you? I'm over
here
happy because I got free tickets, and you're like, I just bought a $100 tablet, if not more. And shoes.
How often do I spend money on myself? Like, honestly.
Never.
Exactly.
Never.
So it was about time for me to splurge a little bit.
Come to think of it, you didn't even – so we knew each other, like, what? A year, maybe two, before you even put any money down on me, and then it was like $6. I'll give you 10.
Yeah.
Get cheap.
Yes, round up 10.
I'll give you 10. 10's good.
Thank you. Doesn't sound too bad.
Give you the benefit of the doubt on that one.
Hey. No, and then I went on a road trip. I took my first road trip on a motorcycle, went to the beach.
Where'd you go? Which one? Coco?
Vero Beach. No.
Vero Beach, all right.
Not Coco. Vero Beach. Spectacular.
Very nice.
Yes. Rest, relaxation, rehabilitation. If the weekend was only longer.
Oh, whatever. Okay. So, we have got a lot of good, fun, interesting, funny, weird, crazy, odd stories for you tonight. If at any point in time you want to either tell us to shut up, change the subject, tell us you agree, you disagree, tell us that's your baby daddy, whatever you want to tell us, the number to call is 646-478-3599. You are not able to talk because maybe you're at work or maybe you are a mute. That's okay. We have the phone number that you can text into as well. That number is 850-583-0426. Put it in your phone right now. Put it under Colby. Put it under Bay. Put it under I want her to be my baby mama. 850-583-0426. All right? that's how you can get a hold of me and Rome, but me. Let's talk about me.
Mostly Kobe. Anyway. Well, she asked me, but yeah, Kobe. Oh, we also have the website that update every week. That's whatrace.wordpress.com. If you happen to be in front of a computer or tablet, you can hit us up there. We have videos up there, random links of funny stuff we may or may not talk about during the show. So, yeah.
So some of the stuff we have coming up, we're going to talk about women in cars. For real, though. Women in cars. Like, get excited, guys.
Really?
We're going to talk about moms. Really? Yeah. Moms getting arrested. Catfish hooker ads. And cars. What the future holds. What the current is going on currently. So stay tuned because it's going to be a good show.
DJ Stell.
From the south to the west, to the east, to the north. Come on, Booney D, and go off, then go off.
Let me talk to you, tell you how it is. I was thinking when I saw that body, gotta get started. Tell her what the young boy gon' do. Send them chicks with you, gotta be a kid. They pretty thick with a chick that's thick, that seem to be it. So tell me what y'all.
Problem that I can't fix, cause I can do it in the mix. And if your man gets in trouble, just to move out on the double, and you don't let it cover your brain.
What we're gonna do right here is go back, back, back.
Back.
If you're a real MC, like you claim to be,
well, this is for the record and the young ladies.
Not like the other MCs who talk about themselves.
We're gonna break it down sweeter than anyone else.
See, we're four MCs here to start the door.
Like macaroni and spaghetti, we've got the sauce.
So I'm gonna turn to my left and to my right.
Cause the man on the key gonna rock all night.
We're gonna break a little rhythm for the controversy. For all the males in the house and the young ladies.
To all the ladies in the place with style and grace.
And if you're best with the pretty face, let me hear you say,
All right, Rome. So do we want to start with women or cars?
What was the second option?
Cars. Women or vehicles. Women or cars.
Let's go with the latter.
Cars? Okay.
Yes.
You want the good news or the bad news?
Let's go with the bad news first.
All right. So this past week, do you like Chevys?
Yes, I do. Awesome.
You do? Okay. Well, they're all right. I mean, I like them too.
What are you, a Ford person?
No, I'm not a Ford person, but I
don't.
I've never owned either, so I really don't care.
You've never lived.
Yeah, whatever. Although Jeep is part of, what is it, Chevy, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep. Right, so I mean, I had a
Jeep
at one point. Anyway, enough about me. So,
all right, sure, we'll go with that. Go ahead.
So GM recalled over 660,000 vehicles this past week, and we're talking Chevy Silverado, some SUVs, the Cruze sedans. And they're recalling them. I mean, I understand when I had, there was an issue with my car. I don't even remember what it was, to be honest. But it wasn't like, maybe
you broke
just semantics.
Your car too. Yes, we know.
No. This one I didn't do. So it might just be semantics. But there was an issue where I got like a letter saying, hey, bring your car in. We need to service it and fix this thing that we messed up. I don't think they called it a recall, though. So like, I didn't really get that freaked out. I'm like, oh, okay. So, I need to go in and get it fixed. Well, it's a little more than that. It's like a freaking recall. And it's like, what do you do when you recall a whole car? Like, you just, here's another one. Like, I don't understand.
Yeah, pretty much. Well,
so,
I don't know. I would guess the process would go, you just take your pick of a lot. But go ahead.
There were almost 500,000 2014 Chevy Silverado 1500s and GMC Sierra 1500 pickups, and 2015, already they're recalling the 15s, Chevy Suburban and Tahoes, and GMC Yukon, all the Yukon crap with 6-speed automatic transmissions. They are recalling almost 200,000 Chevy Cruzes with the 1.4 liter turbocharged gas engines. That's about a right front axle half shaft that apparently likes to separate, fracture and separate without warning just while you're driving down the road. This is
That's
2013 and 2014 models. Yeah. And then the interesting thing that was at the end of this, now this is an article that came out this morning in the LA Times, and I've looked at a couple other ones, but this was the most short and sweet, and the only one that threw this in here. It says that these big recalls come as GM Chief Executive Mary Barra is scheduled to testify Tuesday before Congress about the reasons for delays in recalling about 2.6 million vehicles to repair a faulty ignition switch that's linked to 13 deaths.
Wow.
They are trying to cover their asses. Why, all of a sudden, all of these are recalled as she's about to go up in, before Congress on this?
Mm-hmm.
Not looking good for Chevy right now.
Definitely not. That's when you get an older Chevy. Those are the good Chevys.
Well, they say that about the Fords, too. Like, it's all, like, manual stuff. There's no electronics, so it could go through, like, World War III and still run.
Exactly. I'm not a big fan of the newer cars. I mean, they're nice and convenient, but, you know, the older cars are, like, bulletproof. Like, for real, you can write those things into the ground and pass them on to your offspring.
Just like, what did you call yours? Your little car? What did you call
Bessie?
It, like, old girl or something? Oh, whatever.
Old girl, Bessie, yeah. Old girl's a nickname. But, yeah, Bessie, yeah, she was diehard. Like,
what year was that car?
Yeah, so many fun ways. 89.
And you had her since, like, high school or something, didn't you?
No, not that long. But I had her for 7 years, and she already had, let me see, she already had 120 miles on her, and I bumped that up to 200,000. I mean, and I just, the only thing I had to do was just do oil changes, you know, replace a couple old parts here and there, and, you know, that was it.
Mm-hmm, just a few old parts.
So I was like, I had to replace the alternator. The alternator was shot. I had to replace the starter. I mean, at the time, I think she was 21 years old. Yeah, for a 21-year-old car, yeah, that's down to go. Had to replace the belt here and there, and then other than that, just tires. Like, I went through more tires than anything else.
Fair enough, I suppose. In case you have one of the vehicles that I started out with, the trucks and SUVs, they're saying that they may have a transmission oil cooler line that's not securely seated in its fitting, which would cause a transmission oil leak that could lead to a fire. Oops.
That's not good.
So,
I don't get it. Like, it's 2014. Like, come on. Like, how can you still not have your stuff together? Just go back to the basics and then, you know, just, I guess, add little gadgets and gizmos here and then just have an extra battery for those gizmos.
I suppose. And so I did a little research. I called, this is just shameful. I called one of the local Chevy dealers. Well, I called one of the local Chevy dealers, right? And granted, it was just before the show. I think it was just before 7 o'clock. And I was like, hey, you know, I'm calling about the recall. Like, I'm trying to figure out what do we do if we've got this car. She was like, I don't know, but service can tell you. I can make an appointment for service. They're closed at 6, but I can get you over to their voicemail. You'll have to talk to service. I don't know. I don't know. Talk to service.
Was,
I don't know.
She was trying,
and I was
she
like,
was trying to go home. That's all it was.
They're open until 9. Like, I figured I'd get kind of nice people, but she was just like, I really don't know. I'm tired of these calls, and stop calling me about this. Talk to service. Get off my phone line. Like, that's basically what she said.
That's pretty much
nutshell.
What she said.
I mean, I'm ad-libbing a little bit, but yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure. On the GM website, it says that, you know, they're going to start sending out the letters saying, hey, your stuff was recalled. Don't die yet. Let us
end. Don't die yet?
Yeah.
Yes, I like to do that.
They're expecting to have the parts in for all of these things that need to be fixed within the next couple weeks. But it's still like, I don't know. That's a really big oops. Really big.
Yeah, to say the least. That's a lot of vehicles to recall. And, you know, they're messing up their good name, their once good name. they need to get together.
Well, and you know, there's got to be those people there that are sitting there like, all right, our government bailed you out, and you've been doing this. Like, you know there's somebody out there being like, really?
Right. No, I don't know that at all.
My taxpayer money, blah, blah, blah.
Right. It's ridiculous. You need to get, like I said, there's too much technology out there to be having these kind of issues. So, I mean, if this is all you do is design newer models, you're supposed to upgrade and improve upon the previous year, and you're having this drastic challenge,
yeah, like,
and you have to recall all these vehicles. Like, no, it's not. This is all you do.
How
get
difficult
it together.
Can that be? I mean, you already mastered it once. You're just, like you said,
right,
improving and getting it more up to date. Like, if you have the model that works, why are you changing things and suddenly things aren't working? It doesn't make
exactly
sense.
Exactly. Not at all. I mean, I can understand if it's... No, that's not the case. It'll make you more money, but you're having to recall the vehicle, so you're losing money and potential customers.
Well,
yeah.
On the looking towards the future, unrelated but still related... In 2018, they're saying...
Unrelated.
Exactly. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, which, by the way, I thought that, like, when people would say that on the radios before, that was just, like, they were dropping words or something. Like, I thought there had to be some sort of connector in there, but that's actually what it's called. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. Oh, my goodness. NHTSA. .gov if you want to look it up. Has required that vehicles made the year 2018 or later must have rear view cameras or some type of technology to help make it safer.
Really?
Yes.
That's what the rear view mirrors are for, but okay.
But you can't actually see everything through the mirrors. I understand what they're saying.
No,
actually
you can. It's the way you position the mirrors, but that's another topic. But
No. If you're in, say you're in a truck, you can't
yeah.
see below the tailgate if it's close to you. And the reason that they're saying this is because there's an average of 210 fatalities and injuries per year caused by backover crashes. And 31% of this is made up by kids under the age of 5, and 26% of it is adults 70 and older. So they're saying, all right, rear visibility requirements can help really lower these numbers drastically. And it's only going to affect, for right now, the vehicles under 10,000 pounds, which actually does include buses and trucks. And it'll be from May 1st, 2018, you know, manufactured May 1st, 2018. So it's like 2019 model vehicle.
So I guess they got to figure out how to install a rear view camera and make sure that the truck actually works, or make sure that the vehicle actually works.
I suppose.
I guess that's the issue. You know, we're installing these cameras, but the truck, you can't drive the truck now, or you can't drive the vehicle now. Wait, what?
I'm just excited because I thought that the whole rear view mirror thing was going to be a luxury thing, and now it's going to be a requirement. So I'm like, "Oh, my next car is going to have it." Nice.
Yeah. But it's interesting. Like, you have phones that have, you have a tiny phone that can have a camera on it, but you can't just simply put a camera on a vehicle that somehow destroys the integrity of the vehicle.
And you got to think too, like, you can buy the camera system and hook it up to your vehicle. You can get it like
yourself, or you...
yeah.
Yeah. That's the thing. If you could do that by yourself, why can't these big, you know, manufacturers do that, you know, with ease? That should be a fairly easy task for them to do.
Ponder it and let us know what you think. Yes, I said ponder it. Deal with it. 646-478-3599 or text me at 850-583-0426. Get at us on Twitter. Hashtag what way. Here with you.
You're listening to my baby, DJ Sel Boogie.
to you if you want me to. I do.
Okay, we are back.
Chrome,
why don't you take it from here? One of the stories.
Oh, thank you. You're so kind to give me the floor. I appreciate it.
I tried to earlier, but you see, you don't pay attention when I send you messages. So.
No, I don't.
Busted.
I like to ignore you. The reason why I chose the car story versus female stories was actually I have a lot of female stories. By the way, on the website is actually a funny video of a truck incident, kind of related to the previous story. So check that out when you get a chance. It's whatrace.wordpress.com. And for this next story, a mother was jailed for breastfeeding her child while she was drinking alcohol. Yeah. Now, I'm not too sure. You said, well?
Yeah, go ahead.
No, I typically thought, you know, well, nurturing your young, you typically stay away from alcohol because you don't want
exactly.
any disorders as they're developing. But
well,
this mother, well, go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, I'm sure you have more insight on this than I do, more so being a female, so I
think as far as development is concerned, it's more so while they're in the womb. But as far as when you're drinking, if you're breastfeeding, they can, I believe, also get drunk from drinking your milk because you've got it in your blood system. You've got it all in your system.
Right. That's my thinking. You know, I would think you would wait to, you know, indulge in alcohol after they're done with the whole breastfeeding thing, but you know, clearly I'm wrong with this story. So the story took place, I think it's Arkansas, and a mother, she was hanging out with her friend and had her baby with her, and it was about the time to feed the child, and she claims that she only had two alcoholic beverages. She said she only had two beers, but a worker at the restaurant, she was off duty, and she said that she saw several drinks in front of the mother, one still consisting of Long Island iced tea, which is a fairly strong drink.
Mm-hmm.
And so even though she was off and not working, she called the police, and once the police arrived, the mother admitted, the mother's name is Tasha Adams, and she said, she admitted, she's like, yeah, I did drink, and I did breastfeed, but she didn't know that it was illegal. So she eventually got hauled off to jail. She wanted to make sure that her child was taken care of. So she, before she got arrested, or before she got taken to jail, she's like, hey, she talked to officers and asked them if she could make sure her baby was okay, and then she was hauled off to jail.
Wow.
She's 28 years old. She's a stay-at-home mother. She has three
she's
other
20?
Kids. She's 28.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, okay. No, it's not that bad. She's
I was like,
28.
Yay.
No, not that bad. The interesting thing is, in her the town that she lives in, alcohol is banned. I didn't know alcohol was still banned in the United States in certain areas, but apparently
oh, yeah.
It is in her actual town.
There's still counties in Florida that it's just now being legalized.
Really?
They kept that. Yeah, they kept, or they made it illegal in some areas because they felt that it was unsafe or various reasons, but. I know, for example, Madison County, which is up in North Florida, is starting,
uh-huh.
They're getting their first ever liquor store. I don't know if it's first ever, but they're getting their first liquor store very soon because they're finally, I guess they lifted the ban in Madison County for alcohol sales.
Wow. That's,
yeah. And, you know, they're,
yeah,
they were
I,
wanting.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah. They were wanting to lift bans of that, like alcohol bans, because, you know, it doesn't help businesses. You know, you can
right.
do a lot more if you can sell alcohol.
Right.
But, yeah.
Yeah, on the
it's
business side, because I know,
thing.
Like, working in a club environment, you have to have, well, there's different regulations you have to do to serve alcohol. But anyway, that's neither here or there. But the town that she actually I see why I picked this article. The town that she lived in is called Toadstuck, Arkansas.
Toadstuck?
Toad, as in, like, not a frog, but a toad. And
oh, my
suck.
God.
Yeah.
Toadstuck, as in, like,
yeah.
What you do to a lollipop?
Exactly.
Oh, my God.
Toadstuck, Arkansas.
Like,
and so
I mean, Arkansas is a weird enough name, but Toadstuck, Arkansas, like, y'all are just
yeah.
trying too hard.
They were. They had a top Arkansas, so I'm sure they definitely did. But
dang.
Here's the though, the town that she went to is called Conway, Arkansas, so that's fairly, you know, genuine name, I
all
guess,
right.
or it's an acceptable name. And
mm-hmm.
they're the ones that, you know, are permitted to sell alcohol. So she was like, we had pizza, then we had a big old thing of spinach dip, and then she had a beer with that and another beer later. That was her
ooh,
claim.
Spinach dip sounds good.
What?
Sorry. I'm hungry.
Are you having a
you
moment with
continue.
Spinach dip? Really?
Yeah.
All right. Well, go get some spinach dip after the show. But, so yeah. I mean, if she was just drinking, you know, without the child, then I was, you know, you're having some food as you're drinking, so you should be all right. But the point of her, you know, nurturing a child while she's indulging in alcohol hits your system within 30 seconds. So, you know, it hits your nervous system and it just goes throughout the blood and starts hitting everything else. So, me personally, I don't think that was okay for her to do.
I mean,
but
it's illegal. It's no different than
it's not illegal, though. It's not.
But it if she got arrested for it, it is.
It's morally wrong, but it's not illegal.
It's
she gotta
be illegal. It's no different than drinking while pregnant. If you see a woman that is pregnant and she orders a drink, you're allowed to deny her that drink because it's illegal. It's illegal to serve to a pregnant woman. Why wouldn't it be illegal to serve a nursing woman with a child right there trying to nurse? Like, it's the same thing.
No, I understand where you're coming from, but the only charge she got was endangerment of her child, something along those lines.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
But she's like, I'm here, I'm good. And she, you know, going with her story, if she says she only has two beers, then
with,
she says
knowing
she's
me, I would
she's
be...
with friends, and she had families that she was on call. Matter of fact, the people that she released the child to was family. So he's like, she says that she wanted to make sure her child's taken care of. Mind you, this is the youngest child out of three that she already has. There's a 6-year-old, a 2-year-old, and this 8-month old.
Well, I mean, some people do say that it's okay to have, like, a glass of wine while you're pregnant. But I think it depends on how you are.
Well, that's alcohol, though.
Like, I know, but small amounts, they say, won't hurt the child. Two beers,
well,
I think, is more than what they think is okay. But, like, you
thought
well,
maybe,
Colby,
that may affect you. This lady seems like a lifetime.
Exactly. That's what I was getting at. Like, me, I would be very, very happy after two beers. But she seemed like, what if, you know, like, I'm
right.
Cool.
And she
know.
Even asked the officers that were arresting her for a breathalyzer. It's like, look, I'm fine. I'm not driving. So, you know, what the deal is. That's what it was. Endangering her baby. Yes, that's the term, proper term for it. So, future reference. Don't consume alcohol as you're feeding your child via breast milk. That's
it looks
frowned upon, and you can get arrested for it. Yeah. Even though you have experience in doing this because you have two kids already. For
exactly.
The child. They should actually take a look at the two kids and see how they turned out.
I guess. I don't think it matters at that point.
I guess. That's right. That's true.
So,
yeah.
Some people call Nashville Smashville for a reason. And pose that could be...
I suppose.
I don't know. I've been saying that a lot lately. I suppose that could be justified if you took a look on Backpage.com, which I had never heard of. But if you're looking for a sketchier Craigslist, go to Backpage.com. That definitely will take the cake. That's essentially what it is. It is a Craigslist-type website. And apparently somebody was using a very pretty little 21-year-old photograph of herself, selfies basically, as pictures and enticing images for a prostitution ad on Backpage.com.
Oh, right.
Now,
I heard about this. Go ahead.
This would have been fine had she actually been a prostitute. Granted, that's illegal, but we won't get into that.
That's a general requirement. Go ahead.
So a friend, I guess you could say friend, maybe acquaintance, it sounded kind of awkward, was basically like, hey, by the way, you're in this porno ad, or not porno ad, I'm sorry, you're in this prostitution ad, she thought you should know. Think of how awkward that's got to be. So, say, I was looking at these prostitution ads on this really sketchy site, and I saw you, so I feel like I need to tell you that don't judge me for looking at the prostitution ads on a really sketchy site. Thanks. Like, can you imagine?
Yeah. Me personally, no. I can't imagine that.
Well, yeah. But yeah, it had like a phone number and everything, and it's like, call me for a good time type thing. And she's like, well, I feel really victimized. If you don't know this, words the wise, public service announcement right now, you can, and I learned this from Catfish, I am not afraid to admit, you can actually Google your photos. You can do this. So any sexy pictures that you have on Facebook or Instagram, I would Google that hoe because somebody might be doing this to you. And it actually
Did you say you would Google that hoe? Really?
I would Google that hoe. Yeah, I would Google that hoe. This is actually a crime. It's called criminal impersonation. Impersonation? I feel like I missed a syllable in that, no?
No,
so yeah.
I'm still stuck on Google that hoe, so go ahead.
Google that hoe.
First it was Superman and a hoe, now it's Google that hoe. All right, go ahead.
Welcome to 2014. But yeah, so in order, let me see if I remember how to do it. So if you go to, here's a little lesson, Google Let's go to Google. We're going to Google that hoe. So you go to Google, and you do images. And then you can search by image. And you can either upload or you can paste an image. So I'm going to upload a picture of me. Okay, why am I in documents? So I'm only kind of computer literate, okay? Just barely.
Kind of such an overstatement.
That's rude. So I'm going to, and this will bring up, okay, so I have this really cute picture of me that might, could be considered stinky. Oh my god. I'm going to fight these canines. Oh my god, okay.
Are you okay?
It could be.
Do you have,
no.
Please, please get it together for the sake of the show. Like,
I'm struggling, man. So what I'm doing right now is I'm looking for the picture. If you've been on our Facebook page, it's on there. I look good. Just saying. There it is.
Sure,
all right. So I'm choosing this image. It's uploading. And it's like, all right. It says, no other images, sizes of this image found. Okay, whatever. Visually similar images. And basically it's saying, well, these all have the same color tone is what this looks like. Little guy with a porn stash, a monkey. Okay, so nobody's using my picture. If you have any, seriously, if you have any stinky pictures, Google that hoe, because somebody might be using it.
You're going with
somebody.
It. I like it. Google that hoe.
Google that hoe, because seriously, catfish is a real thing. That's why there's a show. For once, MTV is teaching us something, okay? Why is this kid wearing pants up to his shoulders? This is messed up. I'm done with Google.
wait. How are you done with Google already?
Because there's a kid. Like, why? Okay, somebody please explain to me why my picture brought up a bunch of monkeys. Are they trying to tell me something? Oh, I like Aiden Pinateri or whatever her name is. I was really hoping that, like, pictures of models would come up. I mean, there's one. But I don't think it counts.
Oh, shut down. How did you
right?
Yourself...
but yeah,
you are not
ever
a model. Sorry. No models are affiliated with you.
Right. So if you have any spare time, upload some pictures, see what you can find. You might be surprised. And it's usually the ones that you know are your good pictures that are the ones that people are like, hey, boo, I'm going to use your pictures. Oh, see, now that was a good one. So I put up a headshot of myself, and there's this really pretty girl there. I feel better about myself. We have the same hair color. That's literally the only, like, comparison point there. Whatever. Shout out to Google.
Yeah, that was shout out to Google. Thanks for the tablet, by the way. It works amazing.
Oh, you got...
Yes. It's called the Google Nexus 7. It's freaking awesome. If you get a tablet, get this tablet. The 2013 version, though, not the 2012.
And just so that you guys know, we're not getting any endorsements by Google yet. Google,
not yet.
Come on
not
now.
Yet. I'm going to talk to them.
Come on.
I'm gonna
Google needs
Google
to pay my rent. How about
here.
That? Because I just did a nice little shout-out. I did a tutorial. We are on the air. This will live forever. So come on, Google. Get it together.
Right.
Okay, moving on. We're going to have another music break since we decided to have an awkward silence.
It was a moment for your sake of not having any relation to models. Sorry.
Rude.
Music time.
The source subject, okay? but we're going to do a music break. Take some time to Google yourself. You will be very interested. Google your name, your real name, your government name. Come on now. And your nickname,
please
because
don't get depressed
you don't know what
when
people
you're not related to
you.
Any model. So, yeah.
Moving on. Google yourself, Google your images, Google your name, Google things that you do. Make sure that it's not all over the internet plastered with your life, because the internet lasts forever. Remember that, children. Remember. Like in my
Thank you. your mic in the trash. Purposely I did it, other words I meant to. Go tell your mama, Apple sent you home where you belong, cause you ain't strong. Knick-knack, patty-whack, give me back my phone. I roll into the last rhyme broken. Apple's on the mic, now bitch, who's joking?
In other news this week, there was a 12-year-old girl. I have I want to say it's called hypothyroidism. I have something wrong with my thyroid, right?
Right.
And there's different variations of the disease. Really, it's just a hormone imbalance. And there's different variations that, of course, cause different things, right? So one of them is, like, so serious that you can't have kids. It makes you infertile. One of them just makes you moody. Hey, that's mine. One of them makes you not able to tell when you're full. So you're constantly hungry. So you're constantly eating. So you get fat. Interesting. It's an interesting thing. You should definitely look it up. But I think it was 2 years ago, a now 12-year-old girl had brain surgery. And in that, it was to take out a benign tumor in her brain. And when she was out of surgery, she noticed that she was always hungry, right? So apparently she got some form of this hypothyroidism. And so, of course, she started gaining weight kind of rapidly. She's 4'7" and over 200 pounds at 12 years old. That's a big girl. And, of course, it really just has to do with something went wrong with the surgery. I mean, of course, she made it out. She made it through the surgery fine. She doesn't have the tumor anymore, so I guess it was, you know, successful, but the side effect from it. And if you look, her parents are tiny. Like, her mama is skin and bones. Anyway, her family was fighting basically with the insurance company over the past couple months because the pediatrician that she was going to said that she needed surgery where they put... It's not gastric bypass, but it's like, it's basically where they put, in my words, they put like a sock thing on your stomach so that it's smaller, right? And
are you talking about the ring around your stomach?
Not the ring. It's not the ring. They like take out some of your stomach and make it way smaller, right? So your stomach is actually just smaller. So this is what she needed. And the doctor said so, and the insurance company said, no, she's too young for it. And it was supposed to be, like, basically to save her life because she was already gaining so much weight. Like, what was she going to wind up as? That type of thing.
Right.
So March 21st, she was finally able to have the surgery. One, because of social media, because, you know, that's the root of everything. They petitioned and got all kinds of people involved trying to help them gain money and get support from their insurance in order for them to pay for it, because, of course, it's an expensive surgery. So March 21st, she finally had the surgery. Within 24 hours, I think this is amazing, they took out 80% of her stomach, 80%. So within 24 hours.
That's a lot of stomach.
Yeah.
Gone.
Yeah. And, you know, with being obese comes diabetes, right? They kind of go hand in hand. I think it's, what, type 2? I think it's type 2, type 1 you're born with. So within 24 hours, her diabetes was gone. She gets full now off of five spoonfuls. Amazing.
Wow.
I mean, I know somebody that had, like, gastric bypass, and he would get full after,
that's
a couple spoonfuls.
Yeah, that's what's called, gastric bypass surgery. That's what it's called.
But he got the little ring around his stomach. She straight up, like, got some taken out.
That's what it's called. It's called gastric bypass surgery, when you get your part of your stomach removed.
Well, the cool thing about it is after her brain surgery, you know, that part of her brain that tells her that she was full wasn't kicking on. And after the surgery, it was. So it's pretty amazing. Through social media and just through sharing her story through the actual media, people donated over $85,000 for this.
Wow.
And then, of course, after they had raised all this money, the insurance company came back and they're like, oh, we didn't understand that it was a necessary thing. It was needed. We thought
of
it was
course.
Just wanted, and we'll
of
cover
course.
It. And it's like, after all the
right.
media attention. okay. But yeah, it's pretty amazing. I wonder what she'll look like a year from now, you know?
Well, a year from now, you know, we'll have our, I guess, yearly anniversary again. I'll remember it this time.
Mm-hmm.
We can touch
typical
upon
man.
That. Look here, all right? The year is a long time. A lot of stuff happens in a year, so I don't want to hear it.
Hey, when's my birthday? Rome.
It's sometime this year.
Has it passed?
Perhaps. It may have passed. It may not have passed. And maybe today. Who knows?
Rome's birthday
Look,
is coming up, everyone. It's going
to
be in April.
Yes, my birthday is coming up in April.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So everybody, you know, submit your donations to Fabulous Night. Matter of fact, if I get $1,000 in donations, I will videotape my entire birthday experience. I will take off from work and just record, and it'll be nothing but awesomeness that whole day.
Good luck with that, Ro.
Again, the number to call to inquire about where to submit your donations is 850-583-0426. So if you want to see some awesome footage of an amazing birthday, you know, call a number, text a number, and then inquire about how to submit your donation. This
Wretch.
Is going to make Kobe so pissed off if I get donations. So, please,
you're
if you want to
not
going to
get
Kobe,
any donations.
If you want to piss off Kobe, do that.
Yeah, it's your damn mind. Anyway, what else do you have for us?
Yes, thank you for allowing me to have the floor. Speaking of psychiatric or
what?
Topic.
What show have you been listening to?
Look, I don't listen to you when you talk. I just kind of doze off, take a little nap real quick, and then, you know, say whatever random thought comes to mind when I wake up. Anyway.
So funny thing is, I've literally done that during a show while you were going on a rant. I have literally
I know
done
you
that.
Have. You've done that so many times, I've lost count. So we're not going to go there. It pissed me off at the moment, but, you know, I gone through therapy about the show, and I was like, you know what? It's all right. That's my
Is therapy working
work.
For you?
No, it's not. But, you know, I can say I've gone through it. So years of counseling and therapy just to deal with you. You
so really the
$1,000
is to support your therapy for having to deal with me.
Okay.
Okay.
So let me raise it to $2,000. So the $1,000 is just to cover the
That's
therapy
That's messed
cost.
Up, man.
And then the rest is to indulge in the awesome activities that are going to go on my birthday. Hey, it's not messed up. You did this to me.
Whatever.
So I didn't realize this, but apparently the stereotype for Canadians is that they're really, really kind and really, really nice.
Oh, I've heard that a lot. And
really?
They say a lot.
I mean, well, that's any demographic. Canadians say A.
We say
the Southern folk, we say America. So, you know,
America.
It just goes with where we're from. Yes, America. That's how we do things in the South. Anyway, this guy was admitted to a psychiatric facility because of his kindness.
I did hear about this.
He and his family... He is a father of two children, and he is happily married to a wife, went on vacation, and he had some extra money left over, so he decided to give it to different people that he encountered. He handed out between, and this is in Canadian dollars, I don't have the direct correlation to American dollars yet, in Canadian dollars, $50 to $100, and who would call the police on him? Anyway, the Canadian Mounted Police were called to connect a wellness check on him. His name is Richard Wright. And upon them arriving, they detained him and took him to the nearest psychiatric facility. And once he arrived there, they did not release him immediately. Like, he passed all the tests. but they just refused to release him because they thought he had some kind of mental illness because he was being so generous. Yeah.
It's crazy to give out money.
Yeah, I mean, they kind of say it as a setback, but, I mean, you know, if that was the case, you know, all those people that hold up signs at different intersections and freeway junctures, if you donate money to them, like either 50 cents or a dollar or however much you donate to them, would that constitute you to be or to need psychiatric evaluation?
And funny thing is, I'm sure that after the psychiatric evaluation, he was wishing he didn't give that money away. But then again,
right.
I think in Canada, they have They have universal health care, I think, in Canada.
I think they do, too.
Again. So anyway, scratch that.
All right. Well, anyway, thank you for letting me have the floor. Appreciate it. Yeah, it's interesting because I've been hearing a lot of stories around the United States that, you know, there's been some fairly generous tippers at, like, different restaurants, different bars. Like, people are tipping a grand or more to their server, but, you know, they haven't been detained for psychiatric evaluation because they're being too generous. So, I mean, this guy is just, you know, trying to help out. Why would you try to send him to the nut house? I don't understand that. No, you don't know what these people have been through to get in the position that they're in, that they need help financially. I tip my hat off to this guy. He's doing a great job. And I hope he was able to continue without returning to the mental hospital.
That's messed up.
Yeah, and the people that he gave money to, they were very appreciative of it.
Of course.
If a random person gave me $50 or $100, I'm like, oh, appreciate that. Thank you. You don't know what kind of struggle I'm going through, but I thank you. This $50 is going to go a long way, let me tell you.
Yeah, it can. It could buy new shoes or a tablet.
All that. How about pay a bill? We'll go with that. You know, my bills are paid, so I had a little extra change laying around. I was like, I could either.
I'm not judging. You don't have to.
No. You're judging right now. So I know it's so rare for me to spend money on myself or spend money at all, for that matter. But you know, when the opportunity strikes and the mood is right, you know, I just feel like I earned it.
I think that's fair.
Yeah, thank you. I don't just spend money randomly. I take a piss of that, actually. How dare you?
All right, whatever. Moving on. Breaking news. It is
breaking news. This better be
opening
very,
day.
Very recent.
I'm about to rhyme here.
Where?
It's opening day for the Tampa Bay Rays, and they just won against the Blue Jays. I should start rapping. Should totally start rapping.
Did you say they won over?
Yeah.
Don't do that.
They beat them 9-2. Just now, today. Woo.
That's pretty intense competition they have going on there.
I do have a baseball story too. What?
Look, apparently the ball girl, I think it was at one of their games, saved a fan from an imminent head injury from a foul ball. But, yeah.
Okay.
So, a little baseball. Have you been to a baseball game before?
I've been to a baseball game before. I used to play softball.
That doesn't mean anything. And from my understanding, you weren't that good at softball. So.
You know nothing.
To set the record straight, Colby was at most barely decent at softball.
Bruh, you didn't even know me then. You don't need to shut up before I fire you. I haven't fired you in a good minute.
She was the quote-unquote team player that passed out the water. That's
oh? Oh, I don't know what happened. He just got fired. That's what happened. Okay. No. Let me set the record straight, okay? I played softball my first year. I did first base, right field, and I wanted to be a pitcher, but I was a chicken because it was my first year, and I felt like I couldn't handle it. It was a lot of pressure, man. I was in, like, eighth grade, and I was in, like, this really preppy Christian school with, like, a bunch of, like, really rich kids, which that's enough pressure because I didn't like any of them. But, yeah, I mean, I had a 0.333 at one point batting average. Rome is back. God damn it.
My call must have dropped. I don't know what happened.
Oh, what happened? You got fired. Fired. You are fired.
That's fine.
And
I get fired every show.
Donald Trump clips. We need to start incorporating that into our shows. I mean, we'd play it enough.
All right.
No? Bad idea? Okay. So, anyway.
Yeah, bad. Mm-hmm.
God. Yes, I've been.
Have I been fired twice from a show? I don't think I have.
Yeah, you have. Should we go for three times? I mean, I can drop it a couple more times.
No. I'm good.
No,
I'll be
don't do it. Whatever.
Whoa, I didn't say all that. Calm down. No.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What do you have for us when we come back from this music break?
Well, when we come back from our lovely music break, I have a haunted story, an adopted story, and another woman has been found dead after an unlisted period of time. So, till then, after this music break.
DJ Stell, put out, put out, put out, put out, put out, put out, put out.
Grab the 40, rip off the skirt, guzzle it. Grab the mic and come out the woodwork. When shit's sick and no time to think, Keith Murray gets busy off a basic instinct. I pump the hell and drink some liquor. Sit down and write a jam and proceed the motherfucking sticker. As God is my witness, with the sickness of a cannabis, I float like a cumulus. My perpetual rebel intellectual won't catch a bad experience with a hallucinogenic either. I float simply with the cannabis, it's deeper. As my speech falls deep as in the scriptures and graphic opponents like Picasso paying pictures. If my eyes ain't red, it's all in my head. Once said by PhD med, legalize and I advertise. Cause
dog a bone, yo, don't give him nothing but a microphone. Don't stop, I'm not finished yet. You said I'm not the E, you wanna make a bet. Remember this lounge, you in the danger zone. I figured you would, now leave me alone. You pick and you whisk on the four-leaf clover to be the E-double-E. Over and over, you intrigued by the way I do my thing.
Do what?
We got the mic high and make a swing.
I have the capability to rap and chill. Coax, attacks, and seeds who tend to act ill. It's like a stigma smack. You smack me and I'll smack your back. I get goosebumps when the bass line up to suck an empty ride. Now it's time for lunch. When I'm cooling on the scene, I notice one thing. I'm not bound for sucking empty clean. I consider myself better than average. Yo, I rock the mic like a wild beast savage. I'm in the violent state. I can't concentrate. I make a move like chess and I yell checkmate. You know why I get Xania and Xania? Because of the PMD man. And when I walk through the crowd, I can see heads turning. I hear voices saying that's Eric Sermon, not only from the women, but from the men. You know what? It feels good, my friend. I'm the P-double-E, the thriller of Manila. Better known as the MC Cold Killer. PMT's goal is to keep the place jumping. And if not, we feel we owe you something. It's like Lotto. You have to be in it to win it. But if the beat is fresh, then Diamond J will spin it. J spin it, it has to be deaf to make you dance. Until there's no one left.
Could you accustom?
Well, excuse me. Take a few minutes to mellow out. Big Daddy Kane is on the mic and I'ma tell about a minimum limp. A bronze with strength and power. So listen to the man of the hour. Flow and go
tempo, and you know, sing ho, swing low, then yo, the show will go on. As I perform, transforming on stage like a Decepticon. But I'm not animated like a cartoon, I'm for real, shooting lyrics like a harpoon. Across the crowd, the listeners and spectators, so let's groove with the smooth operator. I'm so smooth. The B-I-G-G-A-D-D-Y-K-A-N-E, I'm good and plenty, serving many and any competition, wishing for an expedition. I'm straight up dissing and dismissing. Listen, rappers act so wild, I love the profile, front and hard, but ain't got no style. I give nightmares to those who compete. Freddy Krueger walking on King Street, confuse and lose, abuse and bruise the bruise and choose to use my name wrong, they pay dues. Destruction from the exterminator, but in a calm manner, cause I'm a smooth operator.
DJ Flex and the Pope like the All-Stars back at it again. We doing this one live tonight. You wanna get in the water? Who know how to do the water dance? And your deep first turn on the water. See, that's what I'm talking about. Let it rock. We about to show y'all how to do the water dance. Can I get some kick, please? Kick it. Y'all ain't trying to party. Let me see everybody put your hands in the air. There we go. Y'all with me? Is it with me? Everybody put your hands in the air and do the water dance.
Radio.
Really? All that?
Yeah.
I
don't get quite as deep voice as them, but whatever.
Yeah, I guess.
It's what it is, bro. Well, you got 5 minutes to rattle off all your stories. 1, 2, 3, go.
I have 5 minutes to rattle off all my stories. All right, well, the first story is, Colby, how do you like cupcakes?
I love cupcakes. Oh, my God. I would so kill for a cupcake right now.
All right. Well, in New York, they have a cupcake ATM now. So
oh
at any
God.
Time of the evening, yes, I know. Calm down.
I heard
down.
About this on Twitter. I thought it
whoa,
was
Kobe,
Twitter
whoa.
Making fun of me.
Whoa, Kobe, whoa. Yes, they have a ATM in New York, and they're trying to test it out, see how it works, and apparently it's working pretty good. The cupcake starts, I believe, $4.95, yeah, up there, but I guess they will adjust the prices. Well, they'll adjust the prices, you know, for the region that you're in, you know, cost of living and so on and so forth, minimum wage and all that good jazz. So, yeah, testing that out, and it's working marvelously for, I guess, the females out there in the world that love cupcakes and want them immediately. So, yeah.
America.
Yes, America. Another story is a haunted store. Apparently, they got video footage, and it hasn't been busted yet. That was pretty interesting to me because most people, you know, kind of chalk this up to hoaxes. But yes, apparently, a store. It's like a local convenience store has recorded hunting in their store on video, via their surveillance tapes. And they've been telling for long that the store's hunted, but, you know, now they have video proof. The proof is a glass sliding across the table. There's no wind present, so, yeah. And we all love dog stories. I love dog stories because I have a dog, and Kobe has a dog, so I'm sure she loves dog stories, too. So, in this case, this adopted dog that's a greyhound saved their owner from a gas leak. There was a gas leak in the house. The dog was running around trying to let the owner know of some issue. Started barking. Greyhounds, by the way, aren't known for their bark. So started barking around, and eventually the owner called, some kind of services, I don't know, utilities, yeah, we'll go with that, utility services to inspect the place, and found that it was a gas leak and was set to explode at any given moment. But luckily, she was out of the house and did not manage to get blown up.
Blown to smithereens.
Pretty much.
Was that it?
I told you about the truck story. That's on the website. Told you about the cupcake story. That's also on the website. And, another dumb Facebooker is getting arrested because she posted a comment on her night out for St. Patrick's Day. I think she is 20 years old, and she's already been arrested for a DUI, and she got a random breathalyzer test on, I guess, the following Monday, and after she passed the test, miraculously, she blogged about it on Facebook, and yeah, she got arrested henceforth because she is not intelligent about her Facebook usage. And that is it for tonight for me.
Well, thank you for that. Thank you all for listening. We will be here same time, same place. Happy April Fool's Day tomorrow. Don't be fooled. Tune in next
Don't
time.
Be fooled.
Thanks
Pay
for
rent.
Listening. Yeah, pay your rent tomorrow and hit me up, 850-583-0426. Y'all have a wonderful,
Justice
wonderful night.
Justice honor, loyalty lives.
As I enter an industry with thoughts so lucrative, I would self-destruct before I become captive. They wouldn't let me in, now I'ma take that initiative to stand firm and make my own pivot. Yeah, I knew a few people with similar thoughts like these, and together we make the illustrious CBD. We'll fight until the end. Giving up is not an option. Things will never be the same if you ain't with it. Get to walking and I'm saying keep it as a reminder. Never say Lord, never dishonor. Games didn't work, must find something to keep on falling. You're part of the solution and you're part of the problem. So we looking for something different cause we done heard the calling. Tell me it's now no longer can I stand anymore stolen. Understand you possess the consciousness to open closed doors. Tell yourself it's no older.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.